Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is December 4th, 2021, and this is episode 84, season 4. And today I have a very interesting program. This is the continuation from last episode of part one of my most popular posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. Okay, and first, the program will go into commercial, and this program is brought to you by Ronco Bottle and Jar Cutter, and here's a commercial from the 1970s. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
We are unwrapping the greatest gift you will ever give to mom, dad, even the kids. It's the Ronco Bottle and Jar Cutter, an exciting new way to recycle throwaway bottles and jars into decorative glassware, centerpieces, thousands of things. Emery cloth is included to make glasses drinking smooth. A hobby for dad, craft for the kids, or great gift for mom. The Ronco Bottle and Jar Cutter, still only $7.77.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial from Ronco, the bottle and jar cutter. I remember this commercial very fondly. They used to show this most of the time on WFLD TV, Channel 32 in Chicago, late at night during the Christmas season. They mentioned the price, $7.77. Can't even talk, blah, 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 like that. And maybe it had something to do with the year 1977. Could be. And the creator was Ron Popeil. He was in charge of Ronco. I will talk about him in a few minutes because he's part of the topic of today's show. And today's topic is a continuation from the last episode. Excuse me. This is part two of the most popular posts on my Vanished Chicagoland Facebook page. I did part one last time. Very interesting posts that were a lot of people enjoyed, and they were engagements. They loved that. So that was from January, February, March, and April. Now, today I'm going to talk about May, June, July, and August. But first, I'm going to talk about a few show business news that had Chicago connections, and then I'll get into the list and talk about that. Okay. First off, the biggest Hollywood death I heard this week, it was actor Eddie Mecca, who played Carmine Ragusa on the TV show Laverne and Shirley, the Big Ragu. A lot of people remember that. And, I was totally caught off guard that he passed away. He was 69 years old. They didn't mention the cause of death. He died November 27th, right after Thanksgiving, which is a shame. Because I believe last year, Squeaky died. David Lander passed away around that time. So, of course, Penny Marshall died. I don't remember exactly what year. So the only people that are alive from the show now is Cindy Williams and Michael McKean. Those two main actors. And the Chicago connection with Eddie is he performed at the Drury Lane Dinner Theater, in Evergreen Park. And that was located on West 95th Street, west of Western Avenue. Right now it's a Walmart, and it was the Drury Lane Dinner Theater was next to the Martinique restaurant, a beautiful restaurant. You know, I'll talk about that restaurant sometime in 2022, because that place is mostly missed by a lot of people from the South Side. And I've never been to the theater, but I have been to the restaurant. So we'll talk about that topic soon. And Eddie Mecca performed in a musical comedy called They're Playing Our Song. And it was a musical, like I said before, it was in the summer of 1989. The funny thing is, one day I went to the mall at Chicago Ridge Mall in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. And I was walking in the hall, you know, just going, you know, minding my own business. And all of a sudden I saw him with his wife. his then wife, you know, that's his first wife. I didn't talk to him. I wanted to, but I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to be bothered, or maybe he did. I don't know. You know, sometimes I would have a Lucille Ball experience with celebrities. Sometimes I have like that. And he looked very fit and trim. And he was a marvelous singer, dancer, just like Gene Kelly. One of his first roles was, of course, Laverne and Shirley. That was his first TV role, I believe. And then he started in a spinoff, sort of. It was called Blansky's Beauties. What a funny show that was. And he starred in that show and Laverne and Shirley at the same time. It was only on for 13 seasons. It starred Nancy Walker, best known from Rhoda and McMillan and Wife. And the funny thing is, that episode, Nancy Walker appeared on Happy Days, and that was set in the 50s. And then when she got her own show for Blansky's Beauties, it was set in the present, in 1977. So Eddie Mecca appeared on the show. He appeared, like I said before, simultaneously, also with Scott Baio. But Scott Baio was on Happy Days. So they played, those guys played her nephews. And I remember watching the show, and I remember seeing that, yeah, it was okay, but, you know, it's a Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, you know, show created by Gary Marshall, Penny Marshall's brother. And, but he also gets started in a lot of TV shows, you know, lots of them, but he was on The Love Boat, Moonlighting. Movies, not many, not really, you know, but, and he also appeared in the musical Grease. And he did that. And, you know, that's very sad because we grew up with him. And he was, like I said before, a fantastic dancer, singer. You know, he sang most of the time on the show. So my condolences to the family. And yeah, it's very sad. Okay. Let's see. Next thing I will talk about is another death. This is actress Arlene Dahl. And she was married to Fernando Lamas. You remember him, where Billy Crystal did his impersonation of him on Saturday Night Live. And her son was Lorenzo Lamas. And he was best known for starring in the primetime soap, Falcon Crest. I'll get to that show in a minute. The Chicago connection for her was she worked in Chicago for a while. Yeah, she did. She was a buyer at some, I think, a clothing store. I'm not sure. I have to find that. I noticed that when she passed away, I looked up her biography. And but she was not from Chicago. She was from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So she was from the Midwest. And, here we go. When she graduated from high school in Minneapolis, she went to Chicago. She worked as a buyer. It was a place called Marshall and Brown. I think a lot of people don't remember. It's from the old days. And then she went to New York, did some modeling. And then that led up to movie roles. And she was acting for a long, long time. And she did not appear on her son's soap opera, Falcon Crest. She was on One Life to Live. And that was her only soap opera role, I think. And she passed away on November 29th. She was 96 years old. Oh, God bless her. Yeah, so that's it. But she was very beautiful. Very beautiful lady. And did a lot of movie musicals. Okay. The next show business thing I'll discuss involves Arlene Dahl is Falcon Crest, the primetime soap, which debuted today 40 years ago on December 4th, 1981. When it first aired, I didn't watch it. I watched a little bit, but then it got popular because it was right after the other primetime soap, Dallas. And Dallas, I love the show, and that caught on, so Friday night was the best, was one of the best nights to watch primetime soaps. So my schedule was in the 80s was Wednesday nights, you have Dynasty, then followed by Hotel. It wasn't really a soap opera. Later on, it became. It was like the love boat on dry land. And Thursday nights was Knots Landing. And after that, Dynasty had a sequel, The Colbys, that aired at 8 o'clock. Knots Landing aired at 9. And then on Friday nights, it was Dallas at 8. 9 o'clock was Falconcrest. And Falconcrest, I love that show. It really did. It wasn't crazy. It got crazy later. And my mother and I, we watched all these shows together. That was like a tradition. We also have a tradition. We watch Jeopardy every day, but we watched these shows. She loved it. You know, like, and it was the glamour of the 80s, you know. But Falconcrest wasn't really glamorous. Not to a point, but it was. And had a great cast. Had Jane Wyman as Angela Channing. She was like the JR and the Alexis of the show. And I have the first three seasons on DVD. And I bought them recently and I started watching and I loved it. You know, the fourth season's on Apple Music or at movies. You can buy that or download. I haven't done that yet. But I wish the rest of the series was released on DVD. I would buy the whole thing. So watching Falconcrest, the theme song, and cast of characters, the show really took off where Angela Channing's daughter, Julia Cumson, was accused of murder. And she, she was accused, and then it was revealed she was the murderer of Melissa O'Grady's father, played by Anna Alicia. And that took off. And, you know, in the beginning, she was a very quiet person, but then when it was revealed she was the murderess, her character took off and she was one of the most popular people on the show. And she really sunk her teeth in that show. And Abby Dalton died last year. You know, she was she's been acting forever, since the 50s. So I posted a cover photo on my profile on Facebook, you know, to commemorate the 40th anniversary of Falconcrest. Okay. The last show business thing I will talk about is Frankenstein. The 1931 movie that starred Boris Karloff. This was released, actually, the initial release was November 21st, 1931. I think it was in New York. But in Chicago, it was released on December 3rd, 1931 at the State Lake Theater on the corner of Lake Street and State Street, where WLS Channel 7 is. And according to some sources, that when that movie came out, it was very frightening. I've heard that when people went to the theater, they fainted seeing that. And I think it's probably the scenes where he is, where Frankenstein is brought to life. And the famous classic line said by Dr. Frankenstein. And was played by Colin Clive. And he says, "It's alive, it's alive." I love that scene. Oh, I don't know, that was a breakthrough scene. And there was one scene where Frankenstein, the monster, threw a little girl in the river. Oh, that was tragic, you know, and she drowned. And a lot of people didn't like that at all. And they threatened to have that scene cut, but they didn't. So, and then the movie played on for years, made a lot of money. When I first saw the movie, it was not in the theater. I wasn't born yet. Was on Creature Features on WGN TV Channel 9. And they showed the movie frequently. And then their sequels, The Bride of Frankenstein, The Son of Frankenstein, Frankenstein and the Wolfman, et cetera, et cetera. And Boris Karloff played Frankenstein, I think, four times. Three in the movies, Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and Son of Frankenstein. And he also, and not in Abbott Costello Meets Frankenstein. He did not play that. He promoted the film. You know, he helped out, but he did not play the monster. And then he played, he put on his Frankenstein makeup on the episode of the 1960s TV show Route 66. And he was reunited with other horror movie stars, like I believe, like John Carradine and Peter Lorre. I've seen the show. I've seen the episode once. It was pretty good, you know, but Boris Karloff was getting older, but his most famous role was not acting. It was narrating on The Grinch That Stole Christmas from 1966 from Dr. Seuss. Actually, let me try to think. Its 55th anniversary is this month, so maybe I'll discuss that in a later episode. Okay. So that's all for the showbiz news, the Chicago Connections. Right now, we're going to talk about the part two of the most popular posts on my Facebook page, Vanish Chicagoland, and I will cover May, June, July, and August. First off, we'll talk about May. The most popular post for May was it was an ad for Salerno cookies. Salerno cookies is still around. They still make the butter cookies. Also, at Christmas time, they make the the jingles. From according to a lot of people, they don't taste the same as the ones we grew up. I agree with them and not, but they're available. They're not made here in Chicago. They're made elsewhere. I wish they would bring them back here in Chicago and get the original recipes. I'm sure everyone in Chicago would love that. Anyway, the ad was from the Chicago Tribune, May 28th, 1961. And the ad consisted not just the butter cookies, but there were three other kinds. Excuse me. There was Salerno butter cookies, and the other one was coconut bars. Most of people love those. I love coconut, but you know, some people, nah, they don't like that. My favorite was Bonnie shortbread. I like those. The third one was chocolate chip cookies. Those I love. And the other one I never heard of, and it was chip and mint. And I think it was chocolate chip cookies with mint flavor. Oh, I wish I had those. But I think they were discontinued maybe when I was a baby. So I never saw those. And that post was very popular, and it reached 45,900 people. That's impressive. Very impressive indeed. Okay, the next one is June. Here we go. And that one is about Marshall Field's department store at Water Tower Place. Now, I'll give you a brief history on that one. Water Tower Place opened in late 1975, 1976. And one of the stores that opened was Marshall Field's. And then a lot of more stores opened in that mall. I love that mall. I really do. It's beautiful. And it was there for a long time until Macy's bought it in 2006. Sad day for Chicago. I didn't like that at all. No one did. They hated it. And so they converted to Macy's. And then last year, in August 2020, it was announced that Macy's would be leaving the Water Tower Place Mall. And some people were sad about it, but some people were kind of glad. But Macy's is not the same as Marshall Field's. It's a New York store. We want this back. But there's no one in the family, in the Field family that would run the place. So who knows? And then so the store closed on March 21st, 2021. Right now it's empty. It's vacant, but I heard, I could be wrong, but I don't know if there's a Dr. Seuss museum there, or it could be at the Chicago Tribune. I don't know which one it is. I think it's the Dr. Seuss display, but it's got a lot of levels. So hopefully a store will fill in. There was talk that Target will move in, but there was some opposition from certain people. I won't mention their names. But, you know, there's a Target in the Loop where Carson Peary Scott is, excuse me, on State Street. And it's doing fine. I know it's kind of low class in a way, but it's a good store. I like it because there's a Target near my house. I shop there all the time. But Water Tower Place should be a little more elegant. Something elegant would go in. But I think discussions fell through and Target's not moving there. Believe it or not, there's a Target nearby in that area, in Streeterville neighborhood. They have, but it's a, that Target's a little high end, very expensive. And they have one in Lincoln Park. So I don't see what the big deal is. Excuse me. So we'll see. But shopping there recently on the Mag Mile, the Mag, you know, there's a lot of news there. We had the thefts and the rioting, you know, and it, people are kind of scared to go there. I can understand that, but it's coming back. There's tourists. They love that place. So do people that live in the area or visit there, you know, and hopefully it'll make a comeback. I hope a beautiful store will open there to take place of Marshall Field's and / Macy's. We'll see. Okay. Okay. Next up, this was June. Okay. So May was Salerno Cookies. June was Marshall Field's and Water Tower Place. Now July, we talk about, it was Ron Popeil, and that was his death. And a lot of people were, they know the name, they know the products, they know the Ronco. And, Ron Popeil was born in Los Angeles, California, but he went to school at the University of Illinois in Urbana. And you would remember his commercials for years. It was Vegematic, Chop-O-Matic. And then in the 70s, let me think at the top of my head, Mr. Microphone. I just played the commercial for the bottle and glass cutter. I'm sorry, what's it called? The bottle and jar cutter, excuse me. And let's see, I think I said these before. Let's see, Pocket Fisherman, Miracle Broom, The Buttoneer, Ice Cream Maker. All these classic commercials, you can find them on YouTube. And I remember watching those in amazement when I was little. And they showed these commercials, like I said previously, on Channel 32, WFLD TV. I don't remember on Channel 9. I don't think so. And they sold these products in most stores, Walgreens, Osco, Goldblatt's, Woolworths, Wilco, you know, and Venture. So that post for Ron Popeil reached 61,400. That's amazing. It really is. And okay, then the last one was for August. It was for John's Garage restaurant. It was a menu that I posted. And a lot of people remember that restaurant very well. They had three locations. I believe. One was at, of course, Ford City Mall on the south side in Chicago. The other one was in Hawthorne Center in Vernon Hills, Illinois. And the other one was at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. I think that was one in Fox Valley, too. I'm not sure. I read comments from people on my page, and they mentioned that. And that post reached 55,800. And one of my memories of going to John's Garage, even applied for a job, I didn't get the job. That's, I don't know why. They had their famous menus, the potato skins, French onion soup, steak on a stick. Wonderful food, delicious food. I remember the vintage gas pumps that were outside. A lot of people miss that place. They really do. I wish it would come back. I went there a few times in high school. And once I went to Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. And they said there was a fish tank there, a big one. So when you eat, you can view the fish swimming around. So that's, you know, like I said before, I miss that place so much, and so do other people. Okay. So that covers part two of my popular posts of Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. I will do part three soon on my next episode, but thank you for joining me and forgive me for rambling. You know, we had a lot of area to cover. We really did. I don't know when I'll do my next episode. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe Monday, I don't know. Maybe either tomorrow, Monday, or Tuesday, one of those days. And I will do part three. Okay, and so this is Pete Costanis. This is episode 84, season 4. And this is part two of my most popular posts on my Vanish Chicagoland Facebook page. And this is for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. So thank you again for joining me and listening to me. And bye-bye now for me. And here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody, and have a good day. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.